Blog Talk Radio. This is Meg talking to you. I'm looking out at the window, and it's kind of foggy and it's grim, and there was a huge storm last night, and I made it back just in time because I was in the city having a nice Indian meal. How was it down there in Nashville?
Hey, we had a little broadcast interrupt this again at the top of the show. What is the deal with that?
I almost jumped in again.
I don't know. We gotta
check
you. It out.
I heard
know.
You.
Did you hear me go? Yeah.
I know.
Well,
it's just crazy.
It's a beautiful sunny day here in Nashville. I tended bar at 2 weddings this weekend. You know I'm anti-marriage. Anti-marriage.
Yeah, I know.
And June is stretching out in front of me. But the wedding I was at last night, the bride and groom were very cute, and it was a lovely wedding. And I'm gonna be happy for them, even though I hate marriage.
I know. But you know what? It's June, and don't blow it for everybody else, will you?
Hey, listen, here in Nashville, this week was what they used to call it fanfare, the country music festival, whatever. Yeah, we worked that too. And Nashville was packed. I think it was like almost 400,000 people.
Well, you know what? I saw a posting on Facebook the other day. And they said, I think it was our friend Billy Amendola. First off, I also want to congratulate Maddie. He got engaged.
Maddie, and she's gorgeous, a gorgeous redhead.
Yeah, Tim is wonderful. Yeah.
Yep.
But going back to Billy, he said something that was very funny, and a lot of people said the same thing. I do love country music. I mean, you know, I love the way the turns with the new, you know, the Luke Bryan, all these people, you know. That's the Keith Urban and Blake Shelton, the whole lot. But it's like every week now we got a lot of awards,
Country Music Awards.
I'm like sitting there going, did we have that last week? You know, so,
what's that famous line? Enough about me. What do you think of me? You know,
wow.
Well, I don't believe in awards things either. That's right up there.
I know,
but
it was just getting
me
to the point now that all I do is hear about these awards, and I'm thinking, but didn't we have that same one last week? But anyway, so that was one of those things that you see, and I know that's the same thing that Billy made that comment. He says, "Didn't we have this?" So it's been one of those crazy times. But I went to see a play.
What'd you see?
It's a play that my friend Vinnie Pastore actually.
Vinnie from The Sopranos.
Yeah, from The Sopranos, Big Pussy, if nobody is by his real name, and. A Queen for a Day, is an off Broadway play, and it's really good. And I'm hoping to get him on here for July 6th to talk about it. And it's a limited.
Is he
run.
In it or did he
yeah,
write it?
Yeah, no, he's in it. He's in it.
Oh, cool.
And it's
I like
90
him.
Minutes.
He's a big teddy.
And it's 90. It's a dark comedy. It's a dark comedy, and with a little gangster, connotation to
my
this.
People may my
yeah,
people,
people. Well, it was it's your people. I mean,
people.
I'm telling you, it was a fun play to go to. It was great because Vinny also invited people from the military, veterans, to the day when I went to see the play the other day. And it was
cool.
Nice to see. Yeah, it's nice. It's a payback, in the sense that he honors them. He's very aware. He invited them all to come down. And everybody was taking photos of him. And we sat down and we talked afterwards. We had, he said, come on, we're going to go have a drink, coffee, and all this. We were talking about all
Let's
sorts
get
of things.
That big guy on the show. Let's get
Yeah,
him
and
the
I'm
show.
Hoping to maybe make it for the July 6th. And
cool.
It'll be great. And it's close to his birthday, so we got to talk, It'll be great.
I'm baking a cake. Well, listen, right up there with, we like our troublemaker people, don't we?
No,
we like our people who like to rattle the cage and beat the drum. And we had a guest on last year, and he came. He's back this year. And what cracks me up, May, is I always try to find something different to write about them for the lead-in for our show. And that, you know, some call him the Prince of Hippie Punk, but IMDb calls him one of the last living guitar players of San Francisco's mid-60s psychedelic era. I wonder how he feels about being called one of the last. Here for a return appearance, 60s activist, guitarist, co-founder of Country Joe and the Fish. He's an actor, a musician. Oh, and he also got himself a law degree. Here's our June overachiever, Barry Melton. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back, Barry.
Oh, I tell you, I am not an overachiever. I'm an underachiever. Thank you.
How do you figure that? I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not a doctor yet, you know. And I haven't perfected my thing in the sciences, you know.
Okay,
so.
a man with the ambition, May. This is
unicorn.
He's a unicorn.
Yeah, I'm not a Renaissance man, though. That's what upsets me. Anyway.
There's time.
There's still time on that one. Yes, I agree with you.
And we were going to talk about it. One of the reasons why I am one of the last living guitar players of the San Francisco psychedelic era is because my dear friend Sam Andrew passed away on March 22nd. We had a big memorial concert for him, which I was privileged to play at.
He was on our show a couple of times.
Yeah.
He was a wonderful man, so full of joy and so positive. He was a fun guy.
Yeah, he was a good friend to our show, and so sad. It really is sad when, you know, people you're close to, you know, it's an end of, sort of like represents that when you're growing up, that was your era. That's what you remember them, you know, and it's like, what? So I do know that it's sad. It's sad.
And for reference, of course, Sam was the guitar player with Big Brother and the Holding Company and actually went on beyond Big Brother and the Holding Company and played with Janis Joplin through her Canadian band, I guess.
Yes. I remember Sam saying to me, you know, we've got a new record, we got a new CD, and because I used to run into him over, you know, when we were doing the Grammy stuff, and you know, we were sitting at the table together. So yeah, I remember those days. So
he was a real Renaissance man. You know, Sam spoke several languages. He spoke Portuguese and Spanish and French and German. I mean, you know, he was a multilinguist.
And he spoke music, and he was such a humble guy. When we had him on the show, Barry, all he wanted to do was talk about everybody else, not about him. And in my life with a man, that's a rarity.
Like
so, yeah, he gets a gold star for that one right there. But he was great, and I think it's great that, you know, you have to carry the flag now, Barry. Are you up to it?
Oh, me and Yorma, yeah.
Yeah. You and Yorma. I know.
Yeah.
There's so many Yorma Kukkonen fans. It's amazing. Every time he plays out here on Hot Tuna.
So yesterday, y'all, I played the Haight Ashbury music fair, street fair. The Haight Ashbury street fair. And I reconstructed the band that I had at Sam's memorial. So I had Bill Lehman on bass from the New Riders. I had and Nick Gravenitis came in and sat in with me and sang just a killer version of Get Together. You know, come on, people. Now.
Yeah.
Spot on your breath. You know, it was
wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And we had, you know, 5,000-10,000 kids rocking, you know. It was cool.
It's a nice feeling. It brings it's that throwback, you know, like Throwback Thursday, but it's that throwback, and it's a good feeling because everybody's in there for one thing. And music reaches everybody, you know, and that's the thing. I always truly believe that. I've always said, you know, music is therapy. It's the best thing. It really reaches to everyone. You don't have to know words. You don't have it's the you could be somebody, you could be in Russia, don't understand English, but you play the music, they understand it. That's it.
I was always fascinated by the fact that when people sing that have accents, they don't have an accent. That like blows my mind right there.
Yeah, well, you know, I remember being on a Dutch radio station in the Hook of Holland, which is where you get very departure point for London. And these people came on the show and they couldn't speak a word of English. So the disc jockey said, well, you have to do a song with them. And I said, well, what do they know? And they said, well, we know Footprints in the Snow by Bill Monroe. And they start to play. They start to play and they have, it's not only do they have no accent in English, they have a southern accent. They're singing in like the Kentucky drawl. And they're Dutch, right, who don't speak English. So they go, I found the footprints in the snow. You know, and I'm thinking, wow, this is surreal. This is completely surreal. But I understand Japanese bluegrass is like that, too.
Yes, I believe. I know. I remember being in Japan and you know, and these kids were imitating, you know, doing the Beatles stuff. And they didn't speak a word of English. But they imitated them when they were singing. They phonetically, I mean, they learned every sound. And
that is
it was
hilarious.
Kind of, yeah, it is hilarious. It is amazing. But that's why I said music reaches every. It reaches the soul. That's what it comes down to. And doesn't matter. It doesn't define, you know, who you are. You know, it doesn't say, oh, you're black, you're Chinese, you're Japanese. It just, music just goes across the board. It just reaches out to people. That's all it does. And it's good.
Hey, I was driving around Los Angeles a couple of weeks ago, and I was driving the soul. I went to the rental car company, and I actually bought a soul. And I kept, telling double entendre jokes for the entire trip. I was driving a soul. I kept saying, God, finally, I have a soul, and I can see it, and it was bright yellow. So, by the way, I had a bright yellow soul.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was bright yellow. Yeah.
See? But did they get it? That's the other thing. Did anybody else know it, whoever you were telling it to? Did they get it?
Yeah, I think we, it's Kia makes the soul. Yeah,
Kia does. Kia does. Well, let's give him a finger snap for that, May. See, I can do the snap. I'm only snaps and claps, Barry. Snaps and claps, yeah. I have nothing musical, which is why when I get a music person on, there's things about it that are curious to me. So you're one of the last living great guitar players. Who do you think is a great guitar player in the current batch?
In the current batch, well, John Mayer.
You know, younger than you.
Yeah, no, I like John Mayer. I like, I mean, younger than me. Younger than me? Really?
Younger than you. Yeah. No, you know, not a contemporary of yours. Somebody who someday will hold the title as one of the last living great guitar players.
Wow.
Well, John Mayer is playing with my friends from the Dead now, and I hear he's adapting his style and letting it bend, you know, around the blues to something, you know, further out and more abstract, which sounds cool to me. I can't wait to hear them. So I'm looking forward to that one. But there's so many fine guitar players now. I was in Thailand 3 or 4 years ago, and I was jamming with this wonderful Thai band, and they were all excellent players, and this kid came in off the block, and we're playing some blues song, and he whips off this incredible lead. I mean, it just completely floored me, and I looked over at him, and I figured, well, he doesn't speak English, and I said, where did you learn how to do that, man? And he looked up at me with, you know, really big eyes, and he said, Berklee School of Music.
Uh-huh.
So, hey, you know, it's amazing. It's amazing.
Oh, my God, that's so funny. I mean, you know, you asked a good question, Cynthia, I was just thinking about the same question, like who would I consider? And it's very difficult because we don't know really all the new, I don't really know, I can't speak for everybody else, but I mean, I don't know all the new musicians, because a lot of them are just pop band and people that I, you know, that are, it's now, it's gone back to so many synthesizers, it's, they're not as group, you know, they're, you know them as a group and you don't know them as individuals, as prior in the years that when we were growing up, they all stood out. You know, you have the Jimmy Page, the Jeff Beck of guitar work there, you know, and then you have the drummers and, you know, you even have like Dave Grohl does both guitar and drumming, you know. So it's kind of hard. I mean, I look at Zach Starkey. And he's not...
Yeah. He's great.
He's great. And you know that he started out as a guitarist, not as a drummer. That's the amazing part.
That's a historic tradition. The Jefferson Airplane's first drummer was a guy named Skip Spence.
Right.
Who ended up being a guitar player in Moby Grape. So it happened.
I loved Moby Grape. Are you kidding? That was great. I loved them. So, yeah, it was... It's interesting because he learned guitar because of Mark Bolan, T-Rex. That's
wow.
Really who that started. We were talking about that, and Keith Moon bought him a drum set.
Keith Moon, Keith Moon was a corrupter. I got to tell you.
A corrupter. I totally agree.
Yeah, no, he was a wonderful person. Man, you know, what can I say? I have lived through some fantabulous times.
You have. And let's talk for a little bit about your troublemaking days when you had the chutzpah to stand up and say, hold on a second, I'm talking about the whole Vietnam era and moving forward. And somehow, through all of that, you became a lawyer. I just find that it's like an oxymoron, Barry, and yet it's fascinating. It's like, how? How did that happen?
Well, in California, you can study independently. And I took a correspondence course. And instead of watching TV like everybody else on the road, I read law books. I had to give up fiction for like 3 years, though. It was tough. You know, I mean, law can be fairly dry. Reading about corporations, you know, and you really want to be reading science fiction or fantasy or something like that. So.
Oh, that's so funny. Well, you know what? It's great. It's nowadays. I mean, I have relatives that I have a one of my cousins who won't let his daughter become a chef. I said, are you kidding me? They go, they can't make any money. I said, have you not looked on television lately? What's going on there? What do you mean? And but wanted her to do another gig, and you know, you happen to have liked law. I mean, that's it's one of those things you could fall back on if you wanted to.
And you were a criminal defense attorney, right, Barry? I mean, you really got down and dirty as far as a lawyer goes.
I still do. Yeah, no, I have a whole courtroom waiting on me now as we speak.
Okay.
Oh. Let him wait. Tell him that you had. Tell him I'm sorry. I had to go on dinner specials with May Pang and Cynthia Nielsen. Yeah, do tell them
that's
that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll put it on the record.
Yes. Would you please? You can tell the judge.
Yeah. Not a problem.
But okay. Now I have a question for you. I might have asked you this before. If I did. How do you, I mean, I know you, once an activist, always an activist, and you have that in your soul. How do you feel about Jane Fonda apologizing for her Hanoi debacle? How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, those are very strange times. We've since kind of learned to differentiate between the people in the military and the idea that the military is out there at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the kids who go into the military, it's certainly not their fault. And they think they're doing the right thing. Maybe they are doing the right thing from their perspective. I think we've learned to differentiate between, to sort of it's a depersonification of the military idea. I'm absolutely opposed to even our most current military involvements, the war in Iraq, the war in Afghanistan. But somehow we've grown up and we've learned that the kids who go and fight those wars, they're not the enemy.
Right,
it's
exactly.
Not their fault that we're over there.
Right, right.
And probably Jane is trying to explain that, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And I also think we have a propensity to put current day thoughts, immorality, and try and shove it in the past and make judgments. And you cannot do that because as we evolve as a species and as a society, it's ever changing, you know. And I absolutely agree with you. We cannot fault them. I tell May this story. Years ago, we did stunts on this movie called Heaven and Earth, which was a Vietnam story. Tommy Lee Jones was in it, and they did the fall of Hanoi. And I was standing at the end of the road, Barry, watching the extras running toward me and the young military guys who were cast in that. And I thought, there's no wonder these guys came back so messed up. No wonder. It was such a foreign, out-of-body experience to watch all of this and to realize that you couldn't tell the good guys from the bad guys. And who is the good guy and the bad guy, you know? And it was crazy. So I totally agree with you that way. And you know, I'm sure that's something that rankles you to this day, that, you know, the messages get mixed, and it's unfortunate.
Well, it is. I think my partner, Country Joe, had something of an advantage because he was a vet.
Mm-hmm.
And he could relate to those folks in a way. He understood the idea that you can oppose a war and yet be stuck in the service. It's a tough position to be in. I think a lot of the kids served in Afghanistan thought, boy, this is crazy. This is dumb. We're never going to change this place. But they went and did it anyway. And in a way, that makes their service even more honorable than it might otherwise be. So I think that's what Jane Fonda was doing. I think she was differentiating between the people who fight the war and the war itself.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you know, my dad fought in Korea. My dad, he hated her, Barry, hated her. And, you know, now all these years, I mean, you're talking about a woman in her 70s that has borne the brunt of that her entire adult life. And it's like, okay, she said what she had to say, let's move on, you know. But some people just won't let it go. But I'm going to let it go now. Let's talk about what you're doing now. Are you performing anywhere? Like, are you touring or anything?
No, well, I'm probably going to play in Europe, England and France in October. I go to Europe, and I play dates in Europe probably once every year or two. And I play all over California. In the last 2 weeks, I did the Venice Beach Spring Fling, right on Venice Beach in Los Angeles. And I did the Haight-Ashbury Street Fair yesterday. I'm doing a benefit from Nepal next month, and for Nepalese earthquake relief. And, you know, I'm out there all the time. I mean, I'm a Bay Area kid, so that's one of the things we do around there.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's so great. I mean, you know, I just look at all this weather change and everything that's going on. We just seem to have a lot of, things that are happening. Mother Nature is not liking us at the moment on Earth.
Well, I also think, May, it's like we get information every nanosecond, and I think we hear a lot of stuff that we don't even really need to know about anymore. It's like, go away. Get outside, look out your window. That's the weather, you know.
I know. Well, you know what it is. The other day, for the first time, they actually had a tornado warning for New York City.
Wow.
Really?
That, yeah.
Really?
And that was, I was just shocked just to see that. We had a tornado warning.
Oh. So that's like every other day here.
Yeah,
do they have them in San Francisco?
I don't know.
No. I mean, but north of San Francisco. They had one in Marin County the other day, and up towards Santa Rosa. You know, I mean, the weather is changing, and it's been oddly tropical here this month. I mean, hot, but with fairly high humidity, which is rare for up here. And it's been raining in June, which is really, it's kind of a shock after these drought years. So who knows? I mean, you know.
So, you know, I'm telling you, it's strange. Weather has changed. So,
of course it has. Yeah, no, it's getting hotter. Except there's a certain group of people that don't believe that anything has changed at all.
Oh, I know. That is true. That is
true.
You have to come south, Barry. Come south, okay? Yeah, that's a real eye-opener, all right? That's all I'm going to say. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like I said, some people don't believe that the world is round either, so let's get
there
into
you
that.
Go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Flat Earth Society. I always wanted to join that. Interesting new people with bright ideas, yeah. Oh, well, gosh. Yeah, no, I'm not a climate change denier. But it seems that that's one of the qualifications for running in the Republican primary.
Oh. I won't go there with this.
Which is kind of a shame because not all Republicans believe that way. Okay, it's you're making a blanket statement.
That.
Okay.
Yeah, I know that there are a few Northern Republicans who don't stand a chance who actually acknowledge. But I mean, no, it's too bad that some part of the article of faith to bring in the right wing of the Republican Party seems to be denying climate change, and that's not healthy. And of course, you're from New York. You have real Republicans in New York.
When you believe that the Earth is only 6,000 years old, you got real issues, okay, and real problems. So that's a whole other show, there, Barry. And
well,
that was settled at
the Scopes trial, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you're
well,
in a responsive facing in Frederick March. Yeah.
Hey, we're getting him fired up, May. He's getting all fired up now.
I know.
Well, listen,
we'll
Barry, it
back.
Was great that you came back to visit us again. We loved having you. We needed some little bit of explosive, show in June. As you know, I'm anti-marriage, and I have all these weddings stretching out in front of me. So you've given me a laugh, and I appreciate
it. Well, there
you Thank
go.
You.
The Supreme Court's deciding on gay marriage this term. You know? So, go with the flow.
Go with the flow.
Go with the flow. Yeah. Lovely Thank you for coming up, Pisces.
Both of you.
Great.
To talk to
Barry,
you
for coming
Thank
on.
Thank you.
It was great to have you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We could
really go on and on and on with that. That's going to be a 1-hour show. We got to have him back for that. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm telling you, the Republicans, I won't even go there. I mean, it's become such a joke. Everybody who's coming on and saying, I'm running. Oh, my God.
As you know, I am not of either party. I am an independent, but I don't know. This election is going to be troublesome to be sure. I don't know. They're all a bunch of crooks and liars. Come on, let's be honest. And
what
they all want
a job
that pays them a lot of money. And yeah, don't get me started, May. I was on a good
I won't get you started.
There.
Let's not get started. We're down with time. Hey, listen, it was great to talk to you, and it was great to have the show. And thank you, Barry, for being on our show. Listen to me, I can't even talk today. I can't stand the weather. It's hot and humid. Not my favorite.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway,
right,
it was great.
Well, we'll talk after. Yep. Yeah, let's
Absolutely.
Skype Rooney. And all right. So I'll talk to you later. That is Miss May Pang, and I'm Cynthia Nielsen, and you've been listening to Dinner Specials on Blog Talk Radio. Have a great week, everybody.